Native American culture has been struggling to survive for more than a century. For a Potawatomi tribe in the Upper Peninsula, tribal culture almost vanished around the 1940s. Now they're trying to bring tribal culture back. Tribes from the Great Lakes region gather for the annual summer powwow at the Hannahville Reservation just outside of Escanaba. Inside a big circle in a grassy outdoor arena, dozens of dancers display the moves of their ancestors. They dance with their chests hunched forward. Their feet move with a rhythmic skip that kind of looks like a chicken walk. Everyone in the circle is dressed in elaborate regalia, decorated with feathers, beads, ribbons, and bells. Women dance with small aluminum cones that hang off fringes of their dresses that jingle to the sound of the drum.
The drum is actually the heartbeat of our Mother Earth. It is also the heartbeat of the community, as one would say.
Earl Meshigoud is the cultural director and spiritual leader of the Hannahville Indian community. He says things weren't always as culturally vibrant as they are now.
I do remember one of our elders in 1964 saying that it was a sad day when the drums went silent at Hannahville.
For a century, it was illegal in the United States for Native Americans to practice their religion or ceremonies. And during that time, Native American children were taken from their family and sent to boarding schools. The boarding schools were set up with a mission to, quote, kill the Indian and save the man. Meshigoud says if kids were caught practicing ceremonies or speaking in their native language, they were beaten.
Many of the people lost their hearing or eyesight. From being beaten. Well, that's just the way it was in that boarding school.
For about three decades, the Hannahville Indian community was without its culture. But in the 70s, the American Indian Religious Freedom Act was passed, and boarding schools dwindled. At that time, cultural and spiritual leaders from the Great Lakes, Plains, and Canadian tribes came to Hannahville to bring the culture back.
They started our fires way back in that time. And invited some medicine men down from Canada to help us out. And one guy came from Saskatchewan, and I will always remember him because he sat on the ground in the winter and he started crying, and he told us that his tears were for our people here because we had completely lost our way.
This is Eric Cafaday. He was born and raised in Hannahville. He's 29 years old and has been drumming and singing since he was nine. He's strikingly tall. He's 6'7". He's wearing a Redskins ball cap, and underneath, his long ponytail hangs halfway down his back. He says it's awful that drumming was almost lost at Hannahville.
It's really sad. I feel that somebody was slipping for a point in time, and I'm glad I'm old enough now. I will never let that happen again.
Cafaday's drum group is made up of guys mostly in their 20s. It's this generation that never had to endure boarding schools or federal policies that banned them from their culture.
The drum itself, I would say that's what's keeping Native America alive, really. It's making the young boys want to sing, the young girls want to dance and sing. I think it's our future, really. That's the universal way of getting us together, I guess.
The leaders who brought the culture back to Hannahville have passed away. And Halfaday says it's his generation that needs to make sure the drumming stays and keeps the culture alive for generations. For Stateside, I'm Emily Fox.